弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
圣经教导我们在教会里面只有两个职位。
The Bible teaches us that there are only two positions in the church.
一个是牧师。
One is the pastor.
一个是执事。
So the second is the deacon.
牧师在圣经里面也被称为长老。
In the Bible, he also calls the pastor the elder.
也被称为监督。
He also called the overseer.
这三个头衔其实是指同一个位置。
So the three titles point to one position.
主要是形容这三个主要不同的功用。
So it describes the three different functions.
牧师主要的工作是牧羊。
So the pastor, the main job is to pastor the church.
长老主要的工作是教导。
So the elder is to teach.
监督主要的工作就是领导。
Being the overseer is the leader.
那么执事呢？
How about the deacons?
执事的意思是做一个仆人。
So the deacon means to be a servant.
这个原来的希腊的 diakon 呢，是就是做一个侍奉的人，一个服侍的人。
So the original Greek word means to serve.
他们帮助牧师来带领跟侍奉教会。
So they help the pastor to lead and serve the church.
牧师的工作跟执事的工作是分开的。
So the works of the deacons and the pastors are separated.
圣经里面把他们两种人同时都会提出来。
In the Bible, it sometimes mentions both people simultaneously.
那我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let's go to the Philippians chapter 1.
第一节到第二节。
From verse 1 and 2.
腓立比书第一章第一节到第二节。
Philippians 1 and 2.
这边说基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒，也就是众弟兄姐妹，然后和诸位监督、诸位牧师、诸位长老和诸位执事。大家看到吗？这边提到牧师跟执事也都是多数的。
Here did you see thatWhen they talk to the pastors and deacons, they're in the plural form.
教会的组织，圣经里面是很简单。
It's very simple in the Bible records the structure of the church.
只有两个职位。
There are only two positions.
一个是牧师、监督或长老。
One is the pastor or the elder or the overseer.
另外一个就是执事。
The other one is the deacon.
那执事是怎么产生的？
So how are deacons elected?
为什么教会突然会有执事？
Why did the church need deacons?
那我们看使徒行传第六章。
Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
使徒行传第六章。
Acts chapter 6.
第六章第一节说那时门徒增多，究竟那时候门徒有多少？
Just how many disciples were then?
我们需要往后看一下。
We need to go look backwards.
我们先看《使徒行传》二章四十一节。
Let's go back to chapter 2 of the Acts.
二章四十一节。
Verse 41.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了三千人，所以那时候一开始已经有三千个门徒。
So at the very beginning there were 3,000 disciples.
我们再看四十六节、四十七节。
Let's read verse 46 and 47.
他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。这边告诉我们这个教会可能已经从三千人到四千五千了。
Here tell us maybe the church grew from 3,000 to 4,000 or 5,000.
这段经历节同时提醒我们
This passage also remind us
一个教会的增长不是群众人数的增加。
The church, a growth of a church does not mean it's the increase of number of the people.
而是门徒的人数的增加。
It's the increase of the disciples.
只有耶稣，只有神能够自己做这个工作。
That's only the work of Jesus or God himself.
我们再看第四章第四节。
Let's go to chapter 4, verse 4.
第四章第四节。 但听到之人有许多信的，男丁数目约到5000哈。男人如果有5000的话，加上女人跟孩子，可能有15000了。
If there were 5,000 men, if you add women and children, there might be 15,000.
再看第五章14节。Let's
go to chapter 5, verse 14.
5章14节。
5:14.
信而归主的人越发增添，年男带女很多，所以已经又超过15000人了。
So it must go grow over 15,000.
然后我们回到第六章第一节。
Now let's go back to chapter 6, verse 1.
他说门徒增多。
The number of disciples was increasing.
最保守的估计，这个时候耶路撒冷的教会有20000到25000人。
So the most conservative estimate this time, the church in Jerusalem has about 20,000 to 25,000. So today, if you see a large church, you call it a mega church. We thought that's a 20th century product. So actually, it already started in the first century.
那么第六章第一节门徒增多后有什么问题？
So what problem started once the number increased?
我们来继续看第一节。
Let's continue read verse 1.
有说希利尼话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。 所以弟兄们，单从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。因为当时教会里面有些生活上的问题。Because
in those days there were problems in their daily life.
使徒们、牧师们没有办法全权处理。So
the pastor and the apostles cannot take care of them all.
需要一些人帮助他们,
so they need some help.
他们就选出七个人来,
so they elect seven people.
这七个人都有一些共同的特征,
so all these seven people have a common characteristic.
第一个特征, 他们有好名声,
first, they have a good reputation.
或者说是个好人,
or we can say a good man.
第二个呢, 他们被圣灵充满,
the second, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, or they are earnest, diligent people,
or just a godly person,
they're godly people.
第三个智慧充足,
and they're full of wisdom, or they were blessed with gifts. Only they can have gifts from God, then they can manage the church.
当他们选出这七位以后,
after you elect the seven,
第五节前半边说, 大众都喜悦这话。
So in the verse 5, it says, the congregation liked them.
这告诉我们一件什么事情?
What does that tell us?
在耶路撒冷的教会里面, 我们拿今天的术语, 有他们叫 core value, 核心价值。
So they have a core value in those days.
这个核心价值对于任何一个成功的机构都是很要紧的。
It is important for any institution to have a core value.
一个成功的机构从上到下, 他们都知道他们的这个核心价值是什么。
So in a successful institution, from the top to the bottom, they all know what their core values are.
比如说,
for example,
Walmart 有个 core value.
Walmart, they have their core value.
他们的 core value 就是最低的价钱。
So this is the cheapest price.
FedEx 也有个 core value.
So FedEx also have a core value.
第二天我一定送到。
So we must deliver the next day.
Microsoft 也有 core value。
So Microsoft also has core value。
全世界每个人都可以有一部 personal PC。
So everyone has a personal computer in the whole world。
耶路撒冷的教会有他们的核心价值。
So in the church in Jerusalem has their core value。
这个价值就是牧师专心研读圣经、传讲圣经、祷告。
So it's for the pastor to concentrate on studying the Bible and preach the Bible。
他为自己祷告。
He'll pray for himself。
他为弟兄姐妹祷告。
He'll pray for the brothers and sisters。
他为神的旨意能够在教会里面行出来祷告。
He will pray that God's word shall be worked out in the church。
然后其他教会里面的需要。
And also the other needs of the church。
由执事们跟会员们来负责。
Will be taken care of by deacons and the members of the church.
这个是耶路撒冷教会的核心价值。
So that is the core value of the Jerusalem church.
保罗在他以后书信更把这点讲得更清楚。
In the future, Pauline is epistles will give more detailed instructions.
我们看以弗所书第四章十一节十二节。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4。
这里说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。他们把牧师的工作跟执事们的工作跟弟兄姐妹的工作一个很清楚的分开。
So there's a clear separation between the work of the pastor and the work of the deacons and the members of the church.
但这七位执事们
When they, the seven deacons,
他们成为牧师的助手以后
they become the helpers of the pastor.
他们开始帮助牧师来带领教会
they begin to help the pastor lead the church.
他们照顾教会肢体当中生活上的需要
so they help to meet the needs of the members of the church.
解决他们生活上的困难
to solve the problems in their life.
这个教会就兴旺起来
this church begin to grow.
耶路撒冷教会的模型
So the model of the church in Jerusalem
值得今天我们许多教会去学习
Can be a model for many of today's church to learn
这七位执事也可能是教会历史上当中第一届的执事
Those seven deacons could be the first group of deacons in the church history
然后慢慢的
And then gradually
过了一段时间
After a period of time
执事的职位跟资格就被写出来了。
The position and the responsibility of the deacons was written out.
这是我们今天等一下要看的一段经文。
This is the passage where we're going to study today.
可能我们当中有人心里会想
Maybe some of you begin to think.
哦，我不想做执事。
I don't want to be a deacon.
所以这个信息对我没有什么意义。
So this message doesn't mean anything to me.
这不是完全正确的。
That's not necessarily true.
保罗在提摩太后书第三章十六十七节告诉我们
Paul in the 2 Timothy chapter 3 tells us
圣经都是神所默示的
The Bible is all revealed by God
与教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益的
So it's a benefit for all to teach to correct and to rebuke and to be righteous
教主神的人得以完全
So that who belongs to God may be perfected.
预备行各样的善事。
Prepared to sing all kinds of good things.
神要他的儿女们成熟完全。
God wants his children to be mature and to be perfect.
而成熟一些记号呢，就写在我们今天这段经文里面。
So some of the marks of maturity is written in today's passage.
神要这些执事们。
God wants those deacons.
他们有一个很好成熟的榜样。
So they have good examples for maturity.
能够起带头作用。
So they can be a leader.
带领所有的弟兄姐妹们继续往上走。
So lead all the brothers and sisters going upward.
我们要从四方面来看执事的资格。
We're going to look from four aspects.
我们因为时间的缘故，今天我们只看前面这两方面。
So today we'll only look the first two today.
我们下一次再看以后这两方面。
Later we'll look the second two aspects.
我们先看第一大项。
Let's look at the first one.
执事的品格。
His character.
圣经里面我们列出五点。
There are five characters listed here.
我们看第一点。
Let's look at the first one.
端庄。
Reverent.
这个是。 不太容易把它意思，希腊的意思完全表达出来。
It's very difficult to express the full meaning of this Greek word.
所以我把三个英文版本的不同的翻译打在你们节目单的上面。
So the pastor printed the three different translations on the program.
这个 New King James 这个版本说 reverent， 说是尊敬的、虔诚的。
So the New King James says the word is reverent.
那么 New American Standard 说是这个尊严高贵的。
So the New American Standard says dignity.
国际版本说是值得尊敬的。
So NIV says worthy of respect.
那么国际版本的翻译有可能比较接近原来的意思。
So possibly the NIV's translation is closer to the original meaning.
执事品格的第一点。
So one of the character of deacon is worthy of respect.
会众知道他。
The congregation knows him.
会众认识他。
The congregation know him.
会众知道他一切很多的底细。
They know the details about him.
但是他仍然尊敬他。
But they still respect him.
为什么尊敬他？
Why do they respect him?
因为他是位好人。
Because he's a good man.
因为他是位被圣灵充满的人。
Because he's full of spirit.
然后他是一个有恩赐的人。
Because he is gifted.
想想看。
Just think.
当时那些执事们要处理教会里面饮食的问题。
In those days, when those deacons to serve on the, to wait on the table.
人那么多。
Many people.
不容易。
It's not easy.
一方面，他们处理事情是要公平跟慷慨。
So on one hand, they need to be fair and to be generous.
同时，他们又要实际跟负责任。
And then they have to be practical and be responsible.
不能说这个钱不是我的，我就随便花就好了。
They cannot say, this is not my money, I will just be careless.
如果一个人没有神给他这种属灵的技巧，
If there was no such a spiritual skills,
他不会有这很好的判断力。
He would not have such a good discernment.
他处理事情上就会有困难。
Then he will have trouble managing the affairs.
执事品格的第一个要求。
So the first requirement of a deacon's character.
端庄或者值得人家的尊敬。
So be worthy of respect.
保罗然后接着提到三个反面的或者是负面的条件。
So and then Paul continued to mention three negative characters.
第一个接着说不一口两舌。
It's not double-tongued.
这个人不喜欢串门子。
So he doesn't like to gossip.
不喜欢沾家长李家短。To
tell, spread gossip between the family.
不会对一个人说一件事情，对另外一个人说另外一件事情。
So wouldn't tell one thing to one person different to another.
也不会在一种情况之下这么说，在另外一种情况下又讲另外一种说法。
He wouldn't say one thing under one condition and then another in a different.
保罗在这边很有趣的，他用这个字眼说，在口里面不会有两根舌头。
So here, Paul used a very interesting word. It's a double tongue.
他不会讲一种油滑诡诈的话。
He's not going to be speaking some very crafty words.
换句话，他讲话都是很诚实，不会虚伪的。
So he's very sincere.
所以国际版本就把它翻成 sincere， 诚实的，信靠得过的。
That's why NIV translates into sincere.
一个执事，他不应该讲任何虚伪的话。
So a deacon should not speak lies or false information.
或者欺骗的话。
Or deceiving.
或者操纵性的话。
Or manipulative.
他的话语总是可靠的。
So whatever he says should be dependable.
保罗也提到这样一个好例子。
Paul also gave a good example.
那我们看提摩太后，哥林多后书。
Let's go to 2 Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
17节到20节。
Verse 17 to 20.
哥林多后书第一章17节到20节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 17.
17节说， 我有此意，岂是反复不定吗？ 我所起的意，岂是从情意起的？ 叫我夫是夫非吗？ 我指着信实的神说， 我们向你们所传的道， 并没有似而又非的， 因我和希拉并提摩太， 在你们中间所传的神， 神的儿子耶稣基督， 总没有似而又非的， 在他只有一事。 保罗讲话没有似而又非啊。
So when Paul teaches, he does not say yes and no.
他讲的话你可以信靠的过。
So whatever he says, you can trust him.
过去有位很出名的一个免展的牧师跟圣经学者。
So there was a very respected a pastor who is also a theologian.
他的名字叫做Alexander Strock, 史提克牧师。
So the name is Alexander Strock.
他这么说。 他说一个执事必须是一个守诺言的人。
He says a deacon must be a man of his word.
他必须是讲真心话的人。
He must mean what he says.
当他说是就是是。
His yes must mean yes.
当他说非就是非。
His no must mean no.
执事的话是可以让人家信靠得过的。
So that a deacon's word should be trusted by others.
下面一个条件,
the next character
不好喝酒,
it says here is not giving too much wine.
或者说不酗酒, 不沉迷在酒里面。
So it's not addicted to much wine.
保罗这边讲得很清楚,
here he's very clear.
他没有说, 喝酒是完全禁止的。
He did not prohibit it drinking completely.
他是说在喝酒上不要妄用跟僭用。
So when you are drinking, do not waste yourself or do not indulge yourself.
伤害你自己跟伤害了你的家人。
You can hurt yourself and hurt your family.
换句话说, 保罗说, 在这件事情上要有节制。
So in other words, Paul says they should have self-discipline.
这个节制的原则不只是用在喝酒上。
So this self-discipline not only in the matters of drinking,
也可以用在其他的生活习惯上面。
Can be also applied to other habits.
我们问一下, 有没有什么坏习惯, 我改不掉或不肯改。
We can ask, are there any bad habits I cannot remove it or I don't want to remove it?
有没有什么娱乐享受的事情, 我非要不可。
Is there any recreation thing, leisure thing I must have to have?
我好像沉迷在其中, 出不来。
As if I'm deep sink into it, I cannot escape.
一位执事应该有节制。
So a deacon must have self-discipline.
他不受酒的控制。
He's not be controlled by wine.
他也不受任何其他享乐事情的控制。
He will not also controlled by any other recreational activities.
下面一个条件,
the next character,
不贪不义之财,
so not a greedy for money.
换句话说, 在金钱上, 他是正直的。
So he has his integrity in money matters.
也许保罗写到这句话的时候, 他也想到过去的犹大。
Maybe Paul was thinking about Judah.
我们看, 约翰福音,
let's go to John
12章,
chapter 12.
第四到第六节,
verses 4 to 6.
约翰福音12章,
chapter 12, John.
第四节,
verse 4.
说有一个门徒, 就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大, 说, 这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢? 他说这话, 并不是挂念穷人, 乃因他是个贼, 又带着钱来, 藏取其中所存的。 保罗想到犹大的情况。
When Paul thought about Judah,
所以保罗这边提到, 不贪不义之财。
That's why here he says it's not greedy of unrighteous money.
只是有时候需要处理金钱的问题。
Sometimes the deacons have to take care of money matters.
这个金钱是别人的钱。
This money is other people's money.
是教会的钱。
It's money of the church.
不是他自己的钱。
Not his own money.
而有钱的地方,
and the many places with money,
难免有时候会有问题。
They may have trouble.
有时候不是他真正的偷钱。
Sometimes that doesn't mean they're stealing the money.
他可能误用公款。
So maybe they misuse the money.
或者报假账。
Or they give a false report.
但是很感谢神。
But we thank God.
在我们的教会里面,
in our church.
以及我所侍奉过的几个教会里面,
and also the many churches that I have served.
我所遇见的执事们,
the deacons that I have met.
他们在处理金钱上,
in terms of managing money.
他们都还没有出过问题,
they have no problem.
在处理教会的金钱上,
in managing church money.
我们的目标应该像撒母耳一样。
Our purpose should be like Samuel.
撒母耳怎么讲？
What did Samuel say?
让我们看撒母耳记上12章。
Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse 3.
撒母耳记上12章。
1 Samuel chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse 3.
撒母耳说，我在这里，你们要在耶和华和他受膏者面前给我作见证。我多过谁的牛，抢过谁的驴，欺负过谁，虐待过谁，从谁手里收过贿赂，因而眼瞎呢？若有，我必惩罚。众人说，你未曾欺负我们，虐待我们。 也未曾从谁手里受过什么。我们在神跟人的面前,
we in front of man and God,
在金钱这件事情上, 我们都能够站立得住,
we have to stand firm with regard to money.
我们不贪钱,
we're not greedy.
我们甚至不贪小钱,
we don't put any money.
保罗刚提完三个他是要禁止的事情,
Paul just mentioned three things that he would prohibit.
他现在又回到一个正面的,
now he returns to a positive character.
这是在第五点,
so in number five,
要存清洁的良心, 固守真道的奥秘,
so holding on to the mystery of faith with a pure or good conscience.
这一个品格上的要求,
this is a requirement for the character.
是很特别的,
it's very special.
这是教会跟其他组织不一样的地方。
This is where the church different from other institutions.
世界上其他的组织,
all the other institutions,
比如说一间学校,
for example, a school,
一个公司,
a company,
一个政府机构,
a government,
他们在寻找领袖的时候,
and they search for leaders,
他们可能只会想到第八节所提的四方面的要求。
They may only think about the four characters that was mentioned here.
但是在这教会里面,
but in the church,
除了第八节所讲的四个要求以外,
in addition to the four requirements of verse 8,
还有第九节这里所提的,
and also there's a verse 9,
可见这一项是极端的要紧, 是个必需品。
So this is a prerequisite, very important.
如果教会里面有人,
if the people in the church,
他符合前面四方面的要求,
he meets the four characteristics,
而不符合第五项,
but doesn't meet number five,
他仍然是不适合做执事的。
He's not proper to be a deacon.
第九节说, 要存清洁的良心, 固守真道的奥秘。 这里面提到我们从两方面来看, 我们先看良心, 再看真道。
So here we need to look at two things. One, we look at the conscience, and then we look at the faith.
良心或良知, 什么是良心?
What is a conscience?
我们有时候不是那么容易给它下个定义。
Sometimes not very easy to define it.
在你们节目单上, 我打出一位牧师圣经学者的解释。
I put on the program an interpretation by another theologian.
他这么说,
he says,
良心是一个人 对他自己行为的道德素质，那个内在的警觉度。
The conscience is a man's inner awareness of the moral quality of his own action.
它里面有一个警觉度。
So there's inner awareness.
知道他讲话应该不应该。
So he knows whether he should say it.
知道他做事对不对。
He knows whether he did it right or not.
他有一个标准在里面。
So he has an inner standard.
良心怎么来？
Where does conscience come from?
你看到动物，动物没有什么良心的。
That animal doesn't have conscience.
只有人有良心。
Only man.
良心是神赐给我们的。
So conscience is given by God.
本来是清洁的。
It was clear.
他用良心来让我们指引我们，来判断我们。
So he wants our conscience to lead us to judge us.
当亚当犯罪以后。
But after Adam sinned.
我们的良心被弄脏了。
So our conscience becomes defiled.
它功能仍然存在。
Even the function still exists.
但是它的效率跟准确性就受影响。
But its effectiveness and its accuracy is affected.
如果一个人他继续活在罪里面，
If a man continues to live in sin,
他明明知道这个罪是违背神的旨意，
Even though he knows the sin is against God's will,
但明知故犯，
But he would commit crime even knowing it.
也不求神饶恕他的罪。
He does not ask God to forgive him.
那这个人就会继续的弄脏他的良心。
So he will continue to defile his conscience.
他的良心不是清洁的。
So his conscience is not clear.
如果这个人他屡次的违背他的良心，
If he often violates his conscience.
那更会 减低良心向他定罪 convicting 的能力。
So it would decrease the power of the conscience to convict him.
那结果呢？
Then what happens?
下一次试炼来的时候，
So when trials come,
他更容易犯罪。
It would be easy to commit.
他也更容易作假了。
He can cheat.
我们怎么样能够维持一个清洁的良心？
How can we keep a pure conscience.
我们怎么样可以让我们的良心达到它最大的功能跟准确性？
How can we let our conscience maximize its efficiency and accuracy?
是不是当我们犯罪以后，我们就说我下次不再做了？
As after we commit a sin, we'll say, I'll never do it again.
这个是有帮助。
That will be helpful.
但是仍然不能除去你那个良心的肮脏。
But still cannot.Remove the third part of your conscience.
怎么样能够维持保护这个清洁的良心？
How can you maintain a pure conscience?
我们看一下约翰一书第一章第九节。
Let's go to 1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
约翰一书第一章第九节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
约翰一书第一章第九节说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。当我们愿意认罪悔改，
When we are willing to confess and repent,
神就让我们的良心又清洁起来。
So God will purify our conscience.
神又增加我们良心定罪的能力。
So you will increase the power of conscience to condemn us.
让我们对罪敏感。
So we can be sensitive to sin.
让我们愿意继续的保持这个圣洁的良心。
Make us willing to continue to keep a pure conscience.
保罗提到良心，要提到真道。
And Paul mentioned conscience and also faith.
有时候我们把它翻成信仰或真理。
So it's truth or faith.
这里说固守真道的奥秘。
So it says holding on to the mystery.
你看保罗书信，保罗很喜欢用这个字，就是奥秘。
So in Paul's epistles, they often use the word mystery.
他也提到神的奥秘。
He mentioned God's mystery.
他也提到基督的奥秘。
Also the mystery of Christ.
他也提到福音的奥秘。
There's a mystery of the gospel.
他也提到他旨意的奥秘。
There's also the mystery of will.
他更提到金钱的奥秘。
He also talk about mystery of holiness.
奥秘是什么？
What is mystery?
奥秘不是秘密。
It's not a secret.
不是一件神奇古怪的事.
It's not something that's mysterious.
哦, 没有人能够知道.
Nobody can know.
奥秘乃是说,
the mystery is
一个过去隐藏的真理,
so a truth that was hidden.
现在神把它解开了.
Now God revealed it.
所以他的儿女们可以看得见,
so his children can see it.
可以知道了,
can understand.
这就好像有时候你去戏院里面看这个, 戏剧,
or like you go to see a play.
当第一幕还没有演的时候,
before the first act,
在这个幕的后面,
behind the curtain,
哦, 演员已经都做好了,
all the actors are ready.
这个布景啊, 家具什么都摆在那,
all the furniture and the scenery are prepared.
但是你看不见,
but you cannot see it.
但是演戏的时间到了,
when the play starts,
当这个幕被解开以后,
when they open the curtain,
你就看得一清二楚,
then you can see clear.
这个是圣经里面讲的奥秘,
this is the mystery of the Bible,
过去所隐藏的真理,
the truth hidden in the past.
时间到了,
now time is gone.
你现在看清楚了,
now you can see it clear.
你现在了解了,
now you understand.
真道的奥秘就是指神的话语的奥秘, 就这本圣经.
So the mystery of the faith is the mystery of the word, is the Bible.
一位执事对圣经的教导, 他会知道, 会熟悉.
So a deacon will know about the teachings of the Bible, he's familiar with the teaching of the Bible.
并且他会持守固守.
So he can keep deep faith.
他不受人家的影响,
he will not be influenced by others,
不受外面来的压力,
will not be influenced by pressure,
也不管人家喜欢不喜欢,
it doesn't matter whether it pleases others or not.
对圣经的真理, 一位知识知道以后, 请问他有哪一些表现?
So let me ask you, if a deacon, how does a deacon show he knows the truth?
他怎么会固守这个真理?
How does he holding on to a fact?
让我举几个例子,
let me give you some examples.
他知道一个人的得救是神的恩典跟拣选.
So he knows a man's salvation is God's mercy and election.
是神先重生了我们.
Because God first elected us.
所以我们对神才会有一个正面的反应.
So we'll have a positive response to God.
他知道得救的记号.
He knows the mark of salvation.
不是在于洗礼.
It's not in baptism.
也不是在于会祭.
It's not in terms of
membership.
也不是在于教会里面什么职位. It's not because of positions in the church.
得救的记号乃是生命的改变.
So the mark of salvation is a life change of life.
还有结出新生命的果子.
It has bear fruit.
他认识到耶稣要的是门徒.
He knows what Jesus wants is disciple.
不是要群众.
It's not a crowd.
一个教会真正的增长,
a true growth of a church,
是门徒的增加,
is the increase of a disciple,
而不是人数的增加,
not increase in numbers.
而人没有办法用自己的能力,
man cannot use his own ability,
自己的手腕,
his own method,
或者什么特别的节目,
or any special program,
来增加门徒或得救的人数,
to increase the number of disciples or those who are saved.
只有神能够使门徒的人数增加.
Only God can increase the number of disciples.
这个执事他会认识到爱神是不是个抽象的行动.
So the deacon will know to love God is not something that's abstract.
乃是蛮实际的.
It's very practical.
爱神就是遵守神的话语.
To love God is to obey God's word.
这位执事他会知道.
So this deacon will know.
十一的奉献是个真理.
Tithing is truth.
他会固守这个真理.
He will hold on to fact.
不管人怎么取笑他,
it doesn't matter what people say,
人怎么批评他,
how they criticize him,
他不会退缩,
he will not retreat,
他也不会为这个真理来抱歉,
he will not apologize for this truth.
这位执事, 他会把教会当作他的家,
so this deacon will consider church to be his family.
他会把家里的事情, 有一个优先次序,
so he will have a priority in managing the matters in the family.
除非有紧急的事情,
unless it's emergency.
除非有一个他不得已的事情,
unless you have no choice. He would not want to miss any meetings of the family. So this is the mystery of how to practically holding on to the mystery of the church.
Warren Wiersbe
is one of my most respected evangelists.
在你们的节目单上面,
Warren Wiersbe said is printed on your program.
他说执事们必须了解基督教的信仰并且存一个清洁的良心去遵守它。
Deacons must understand the Christian doctrine and obey it.
他做,
with a good conscience.
坐在会议里面决定如何的治理教会是还不够的。
It is not enough to sit in meetings and decide how to run the church.
他们必须根据神的话语来做决定。
They must base their decisions on the word of God.
并且用一个敬虔的生命来支持他们的决定。
And they must back up the decision with a godly life.
如果一位执事,
if a deacon,
他不知道神的话语,
he doesn't know God's word.
他是没有办法治理教会的。
So he cannot manage matters of the church.
同样的,
similarly,
一位执事,
if a deacon,
他知道神的话语,
he knows God's word.
但是他不行出神的话语,
but he doesn't act out God's word.
哦, 他就只说不做,
he only gives lip service.
他只知道他不肯做,
he knows by the one that practices.
那么他也会弄脏他的良心。
So he will also defile his conscience. He cannot manage the church.
我们看第二大项,
let's look at the second point.
我们已经看完他的品格,
let's look at his text.
这个应该是被动式, 他的被试验或受试验。
It's being tested. It's passive tense.
这是第十节,
verse 10.
他说这等人也要先受试验，这等人就是执事的候选人。
So this they means the candidates for deacons.
是在他们做执事之前，而不是做执事之后。
This is before they become a deacon.
并且是个被动式。
It's a past tense.
换句话说，他自己不能试验自己。
So he cannot test himself.
不能自己说我是合格的。
He cannot say I'm qualified.
是要别人来试验他。
It's other people test him.
试验有时候我们把它翻成考验，哈， 希腊文dokimazo 这个字有它的含义。
So this is the meaning of this Greek word.
这个字是说证明一件东西或事情值得不值得过关。
It means to prove a thing whether it's qualified to pass the custom.
所以这个字有时候被用来考验一个人的证件是不是真实。
So another way, this is used to test the accuracy of some document.
或者考验你的证件是不是真有价值。
To see if your documents have true value.
也许是你教育的方面。
Maybe it's your education.
或者你经历。
Or your experience.
或你的才能。
Or your ability.
看看你是不是合格。
To see if you're qualified.
所以这个字有时候呢，就被用来说是官方的检定、评估、细细的查看一位候选人的品格。
So it really means sometimes officially examine and evaluate and scrutinize the prospective deacon's character.
我们当中有人做医生的。
We have physicians in our midst.
你医生在拿到执照之前,
so before he received the license,
你要被医药局正式的检定你,
so you have to be certified, evaluated by the board.
看看你是不是合格,
see if you are qualified.
同样的,
similarly,
一个执事在他担任职位之前,
so before a deacon take office,
也按照圣经的话语,
according to the words of the Bible,
被检验过,
to be tested,
看看他是不是合格,
and see if he or she is qualified.
在圣经里面，好几位神的仆人都先经过这样的考验。
In the Bible, there are many God's servants passed the qualification.
你们还记得约瑟吗？
Remember Joseph?
他在埃及做宰相之前
before he was a prime minister in Egypt,
他有13年的时间
there was 13 years,
他做一个成功的仆人
he was a faithful servant.
摩西在神呼召他带领以色列人出埃及之前
so before God called on Moses to lead the Egyptians,
他有40年的时间
there were 40 years.
在米甸的旷野里面忠心的牧养羊群
so he was faithfully pasturing sheep in the wilderness
约书亚在继承摩西的职位之前
so before Joshua took over Moses' position
他殷勤的做摩西的助手跟仆人有40年的时间
so he was also diligently a servant and assistant to Moses for 40 years
大卫在撒母耳高他做完之前
Before David was anointed by Samuel
他就高高兴兴地牧养父亲的羊群
He was happily pasturing the sheep for his father
我们的主耶稣来的时候
Our Lord Jesus when he came
他说我来做仆人
He said I came to be a servant
因为人子来是为了服侍人
Because the Son of Man comes to serve
所以说在一些教会里面在别的教会里面有听到有人建议说
I have heard in other churches people make suggestions
哎呀我们今年执事人选不够
Today, this year we do not have enough candidates for deacons
我们好不好请某一个人来做
Can we ask so and so to come
他现在很少来
Now he hasn't come to churches regularly
他对教会事情也不太关心
He is indifferent to the church matters
不过如果我们请他来做执事
But if weAsk him to be a deacon.
他就会经常来。
He will come regularly.
他就会对教会关心。
He will become interested in church matters.
有这样想法的人。
If there are people who think so.
表示他对神的话语的无知跟愚蠢。
So this tells that he is ignorance or even stupidity regarding God's word.
一个人如果还没有被检验过。
If a man has not been tested.
便请他做执事。
If we ask him to be a deacon.
会减低教会在不信主别人面前的信任。
It would decrease the trust of the church in front of unbelievers.
他们心里面说你们这些人在干什么
They said, what are you guys doing?
Warren Wilsby 牧师讲过一句话。
Warren Wilsby said this.
在你们节目单上面。
It's also printed.
他说一位没有被考验过的基督徒是为没有准备好的基督徒。
An untested Christian is an unprepared Christian.
如果你去给他一个教会的职位，他可能会害多于益。
He will probably do more harm than good if you give him an office in the church.
我想他的话讲得很中肯。
I think this is very true.
在我们自己的教会当中
In our own church,
在过去四年里面
In the past four years,
我们教会在选举执事这件事情上的确有很大的进步
We have great improvement in electing deacons
教会有更多的会员们
There are more members
跟提名小组的成员们
And there are more members of the deacon nomination committee
在他们了解神的要求以后
After they understood God's requirements,
他们按照神的要求去做。
So they did according God's requirements.
他们没有再说，哎呀，我们过去选执事是这样那样的。
They didn't say, that's how we elect deacons in the past.
为什么需要这么麻烦呢？
Why should there be so much trouble?
这是一件可喜的事。
So this is a good thing.
因为爱神那个实际的表现就是遵守他的话语。
So a true way to show you love God is to obey His word.
我们教会执事人执事候选的资格只有两点
We have only two requirements for deacon candidate
很清楚很简单
Very simple, very clear
第一点就是在提摩太前书这段经文
The first is according to this passage in 1 Timothy
我们提到他的品格
We need their character
我们提到这个人先受试验
We need this guy and the person needs to be tested.
我们下一次会讲到他的家庭。
Next time we're going to talk about his family.
他的妻子跟他的儿女。
His wife and his children.
第二点呢
？How about the second?
就是我们教会的会员誓约。
Is of our church member
covenant?
Covenant of church membership.
我们教会会员誓约有四个大点。
There are four major points in our member covenant.
2-3个礼拜前，在我们会员大会当中，我特别的勉励大家，劝诫大家。
2 or 3 weeks ago, in our membership meeting, the pastor clearly encouraged us on this.
如果你没有机会听到，
if you haven't heard it,
或者你对我们会员誓约不熟悉，
or you're not familiar with our membership covenant,
我把我的劝勉已经摆在我们教会网络上面。
So this is already placed on the website of our church.
我鼓励你上网听一下。
I encourage you to listen to it.
会员誓约不是只给执事们的。
The covenant of the membership is not just for deacons.
是给每一位会友的。
It's for every member of the church.
但执事是教会里面的仆人领袖。
The church, I mean deacons, is the servant and the leader of the church.
他应该以身作则。
So he has to be a model for this.
成为大家的好榜样。
Be a good example for people.
起带头作用。
Yes, so they can lead.
帮助大家朝这个方向完全的去旅行。
How people move this direction.
圣经里面有一句话说得很好。
There is a saying in the Bible very fitting.
我们看提摩太前书。
First of Timothy.
帖撒罗尼迦。
Thessalonica.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第六节开始。
Verse 6.
帖撒罗尼迦第一章第六、第七、第八节，这里说，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主，甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出去，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话，只是可以带领大家走一个更完全的道路。
The deacons can lead us everyone into a more perfect road.
想想看，如果有一天
Just think if one day
有位信主的人
there was a believer,
他来教会一阵子了
he came to the church for a while,
他说我想要加入教会
he said I want to join the members
我特别要加入 MMCC
I want to join MMCC
你问他说为什么
they asked me why
他告诉你说
he will tell you
哦，我认得某位执事
I know such a deacon
他有这么好的榜样
he has such a good example
是我亲眼亲耳看见的
So I saw it myself.
我也要成为这样的人。
I want to be like one.
我愿意成为这个教会里面的一份子。
I'd like to be a member of the church.
这是很令人兴奋的事情。
That would be a very exciting thing.
或者
Or
你可能已经是会员了。
Maybe you're already a member.
你决定说
You decided.
我要抛弃过去犯罪的生活。
I want to get rid of my sinful life.
我要讨神的喜悦。
I want to please God.
我要向某位执事看齐。
I want to learn.Follow another deacon.
我要做个好会员。
I want to be a good member.
这也是非常令人兴奋的事。
That's also very exciting, pleasing thing.
我们一开始提到《使徒行传》第六章。
At the very beginning, we start with chapter 6 of Acts.
耶路撒冷的教会，他们很兴旺。
And the church in Jerusalem was very prosperous.
他们一个基本的原则是因为他们恒心遵守圣经的教训。
The basic principle of the church is they steady fast, holding fast onto the teaching of the Bible.
在这个原则之下有分工合作。
So under that principle, they were sharing the responsibility.
牧师专心在神的话语上。
So the pastor concentrated on God's word.
他也专心在祷告上。
And concentrated on prayer.
教会支持他，没有搅扰他的专心。
So the church support him did not interfere with his concentration.
教会选出执事们。
And the church elected the deacons.
来带领照顾教会肢体上生活上的需要。
So to lead and taking care.Of the needs of the church.
这是个很好的模型。
So this is a very good model.
今天我们的教会也有一些身体上的需要。
Today our church has some basic needs.
我们可能没有像当年的耶路撒冷教会那么严重。
Maybe it's not as serious like the church in Jerusalem.
哇，连吃饭都有问题。
They even have trouble with food.
但是我们当中有人可能有经济上的困难。
But in our midst, maybe someone has financial difficulties.
有人可能语言不通。
Some may have a language.
有人可能需要接送。
Some may have a transportation need.
有人夫妻经常的争吵。
Sometimes the couples may have a quarrel.
这些需要也需要执事们跟会友们尽量的注意。
So this we would require the deacons and all our members to pay attention to.
但是我们会友们当中可能更有属灵上的需要。
But even among our members may be more spiritual needs.
怎么认识神？
How to know God?
怎么能够长进？
How to grow?
我怎么能够肯定我是得救？
How can I be positive that I'm saved?
得救的记号究竟是什么？
What is the mark of being saved?
我怎么能够面对工作上的压力？
How can I face the pressures of work?
我怎么能够在主里面教导我的儿女？
How can I teach my children in Christ?
让他们的智慧和身量，
So their physical statures and their wisdom,
以及神和人喜爱他们的心都一起增长。
And they can be both pleasing to God and to men.
我怎么样能够达到神所设计婚姻的目的？
How can I reach the purpose of the marriage that was ordained by God?
我怎么样能够成为一个圣经当中的丈夫或妻子？
How can I be a husband or wife according to the Bible?
这些需要。
These are needs.
也需要我们执事们跟会友们的注意跟小心。
Also needs the deacons and members to attend to and be careful.
让我们大家朝着这个目标走。
So we should let us all move toward this purpose.
我们做个顺命的儿女。
So we can be obedient children.
我们作为愿意遵守神话语的儿女。
We be the children willing to obey God's word.
这是我们爱神的表现。
This is how we show we love God.
这也是我们得福的开始。
And this is also the beginning of our blessing.
那么低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们再一次的谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, once again we thank you.
你今天的话语是对我们每一个人讲的。
You speak to each one of us today.
不只是对一群少数的人讲的。
Not only to the small number of us.
因为你希望我们像你一样的完全。Because
you want us as perfect as you.
你要我们一生尽我们的力量朝那个目标去走。
You want us to move toward that purpose in all our lives.
求主继续帮助我们。
May God continue to help us.
那我们既有这个决心。
So we can decide to have such a decision.
我们互相劝勉，互相提醒。
So we encourage, remind each other.
到一天，我们在基督的台前，我们讨你的喜悦。
So one day we meet pleasing to you before your throne.
也求你继续今年就在我们当中。
Would you continue to be in this year in our midst?
选召你自己合适的执事，执事们。
Call for the deacons that meet your requirements.
在这个职位上服侍你。
To serve you in this position.
我们这样祷告，感谢祈求，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and ask in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.